Hey guys, this is Vanessa. My podcast is Life Paranormal with Me. Listen as I serve you all things spirit, paranormal, and unexplained. Join me every other Saturday as my guest host and I recount our own experiences that will perplex and utterly terrify you. Life Paranormal with V is available on all major platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Join the Life or Fam by following me on Twitter at VLifeParanormal. Follow, like, subscribe, and hit that notification button so you can always catch a ride on this spooky vibe.
If you guys are interested in lesser-known true crime cases, then check out my podcast called Abracadaver, and I will see you guys there.
Stories, folklore, legends, leyendas, cuentos y más. This is a Spooky Tales. Listen, escuchen at your own risk. You can find a Spooky Tales on all podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and more. For more spooky content and to keep up with the podcast, you can follow us on our socials at Spooky Tales on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok.
It's time to feel the rage. Join us on Film Rage, where we talk movies, current releases, coming attractions, streaming, and classic films as well. Directors and actors, beware as you cannot hide from the rage. My name is Bryce, and I'm part of the Film Rage crew, which also includes Jim.
Hey, hey.
And Murray.
Yo.
Why is it you always talk all the time? I can't understand why you always voice.
This is the Merman, the voice of reason. These two can't agree on anything most of the time. Some movies are Mondo, some are just suck. Every week, something is going to make us rage. Join us every Wednesday and
feel the rage.
Hi, I'm Robin Warder from The Trail Went Cold. If you are unfamiliar with my other podcast, I often cover stories from the television show Unsolved Mysteries. For the past 5 years, you've heard me talk about these cases on my own, but now's your chance to hear me have in-depth discussions about them with other people. I want to welcome you to my new project, The Path Went Chilly, where I will be discussing in depth with my two good friends and co-hosts cases that I've covered on The Trail Went Cold. Meet my co-hosts. First one up is Jules.
Hi, I'm Jules from the podcast Riddle Me That True Crime, and I have a PhD in transpersonal counseling. I'm not a psychologist or a diagnostician, so don't get too excited. But I can't wait to analyze these cases with these two amazing humans. You've already met Robin, now meet Dr. Ashley Wellman.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I have a PhD in criminology, law, and society, and I specialize in trauma victims and survivors. I've spent a great deal of time working with families left behind after homicides with a cold case unit based out of Florida, and I'm also a professor of criminology. I'm so excited to be chatting with two of my best friends about the cases that everyone can't seem to get enough of.
We hope in doing so that we will have a clearer perspective of what may have transpired. Oftentimes, Ashley will be totally in the dark.
Jules and I will be telling Ashley a story she may not know much about, so all of her reactions are genuine.
We will be releasing on all major platforms April 8th.
We hope you will join us as we attempt to heat up some ice-cold cases.
The Path Went Chilly will be available every Thursday on all major podcast platforms.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan Jay.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoDuroParlayHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and Parlay Points, our companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcasts.
Hey there. Do you like movies, cartoons, video games, anime, and everything in between? Then we have a show for you. The Four Nerds by Nerds podcast. Every week, Josh and Ben bring you all the latest and greatest in movie reviews, news, commentaries, interviews, special guests, and tons of bonus episodes. New episodes come out every Monday. We also make great nerdy content on our YouTube channel. You can find our show anywhere podcasts are found. The Four Nerds by Nerds podcast, your one stop for all your nerdy needs. Stay nerdy, my friends.
All right, we're back with another morning edition of...
What's the channel called?
Casting Pods, left and right.
Pitching in.
All right, so we were just discussing the world of conventions, because this guy is going to one. Should give the listeners a little background here, my friend.
So my wife's really into Vampire Diaries.
Your wife is, or you guys are?
Well, we are. I'm not in, like, she knows everybody, like, by their real names and who they're married to and their age. And, like, she's, like, super fan over here. Yeah, like, yeah. Nerdy super yeah. fan. I just like the show.
She really likes the show.
Yeah, she's, like, super into it. So she's, like, nerd fan. But anyways, we're going to a convention in Illinois. Kind of by Chicago. On the 16th of October.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So, I was just kind of explaining to the young man, because he's never had any convention type experiences, or like, I don't think he's ever experienced the level of nerddom he's about to experience.
Probably not.
So, like, if you guys have any tips on how to behave in those type of situations when you're surrounded by nerds. Because for me, it's just being surrounded by my people.
I'll just nerd myself out.
You have to.
Just, like, fall in line.
You just got to embrace it.
Yeah.
You just got to embrace the nerd. Just let it take you over.
Yeah.
Let the nerd flow through you. Do it.
It's gonna be a good experience for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you'll like start super fanning on other things. Then we can go to Comic-Con. Dress up like Loki and Thor.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm telling you.
Where's that?
They missed out on some prime casting opportunities. Comic-Con's all over the place.
I thought it was like in one place. Like
nope. There's like 17 or more different Comic-Cons, I think. I know they have one in Albuquerque. Every now and then, I don't really want to go to that one.
Let's go to one in like...
Yeah, let's go somewhere where you're not going to get LA stabbed on the something. Way into the convention.
I don't know if you'd get one.
I don't know. Everybody says that about Albuquerque. I've never been stabbed there.
Never seen anybody be stabbed either.
No, but I have had our car broken into.
I don't know, like,
and I know several other people whose cars have been stolen.
It's weird, like, I'm nervous. Like, whenever we went to New Orleans, like, I was really nervous, like, because it's a big city, you know.
Yeah, and it's just not what we're used to.
Yeah, but like, in reality, Farmington is 300 times worse than New Orleans.
Oh, for sure. But it's like, it's kind of a perspective thing, too, because, like, Krista was talking the other day, and her cousin bought some property down here. And they're all flipping out because they're like, I don't know if we bought it in the right part of Farmington. We don't want to die. Like, dude, okay. I get it. Farmington has a higher crime rate than Durango.
Yeah.
No doubt about that in anybody's mind. But it's not like people are just getting shot left and right. It's not like war on the streets in downtown Farmington.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's crime, and parts of it can be dangerous, yes, but I don't feel like it's necessarily more so than some other places. Like, go buy a house in Pueblo.
Colorado?
Yeah, that's, like, hardcore crime.
Is it?
Yeah. The big R up there, I know the guy that used to be the yard manager because he drove our trucks. Mm-hmm. And he said that they used to have to get a security company to bring in guard dogs every night and put them in the yard. And then when they open in the morning, they'd have to come pick up their dogs.
Huh.
Pretty crazy stuff. I mean, people say crime rate and everything. Most of the crime that happens in Farmington is people stealing stuff. Occasionally, it gets violent.
Well, I don't know.
And it's getting worse, though, I can tell you that.
Well, it's probably getting worse everywhere, but...
Yeah.
Like, whenever I went to New Orleans, though, I was, really nervous about it, you know? It's a big city and stuff like that, but, when you go to Albuquerque, it's, nothing. You're used to it already.
That's because you're, desensitized to it. You're odds are... You could probably go to Albuquerque and nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the case for everyone. Lots of things happen to lots of people in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
All over New Mexico. We have one of the most twisted serial killers ever in New Mexico. David Parker Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's a nut job. And he was a park ranger in New Mexico. New Mexico definitely has crime. There's no doubt about that, but... So does New York, so does California.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere has crime. It's just...
I feel like it's a lot more publicized in New Mexico, though, because we ain't got nothing else to do.
That might be true.
But I will say, New Mexico, when they have true crime, they don't skimp on anything. It goes to the top. That case over there at Lamplight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we're even allowed to mention anything, but I'm sure it's all over the news. So if you don't know, there was, I was going to say Amish, but they're not Amish. They're Mennonite.
Mennonite, yeah.
There was a Mennonite girl that was taken from over on, I'll just call it Crouch Mesa. Nobody knows what Crouch Mesa is. It's between...
the three towns.
It's between all three towns. It's kind of like the gates of hell, basically. Just being honest. That's where 90% of the crime in San Juan County happens, I think. And they have a Mennonite community over there. But basically, a girl got taken from there. And then they... Where did she end up at? Where did they find her body? The other side of Flagstaff or something?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't remember for sure, but... So if any of my true crime people are listening, there's a case for you to cover from New Mexico. It's pretty weird. Twisted situation, but... Didn't we just bust somebody 6 months ago for training Al Qaeda people in the desert?
I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
Pretty sure you're making.
No, it's right outside Roswell. I don't know if it was necessarily Al Qaeda, but it was a terrorist compound.
I have no idea about that one.
I'll look into it and give you some more details later on, but New Mexico, for an outsider, it's probably a rough place, but when you grow up here, it's just another day in the life, I guess.
Yeah,
probably the same with anywhere.
Yeah, probably.
So people from Chicago are probably somebody got shot, another day in the life. I feel like it's probably the situation with everything. If you're around it, it's just what happens.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I know that meth is a big thing in New Mexico.
Meth?
Not math. That would be useful. Meth.
Oh.
I did think of something really clever one time.
What's that?
You know how, Ahano Brother, where art thou? When he's on the back of the truck with his political people. He's all, grab your brooms. We're gonna sweep this town clean. I just picture somebody, like, riding on the back of a truck through Farmington trying to get elected for, like, city council. Be like, grab your brooms, because we're gonna clean this meth up.
That's funny.
It is hot in here, dude.
Yeah. Probably because you had the heater on.
Yeah, but I only had it on one. On Juan.
Juan?
So I haven't seen the movie yet, but it's out there. So I'm going to ask you, who do you think would win in a fight between Godzilla and King Kong?
Godzilla.
See, I don't feel that at all. I feel like King Kong.
Godzilla's literally like a huge dinosaur.
King Kong's literally like a huge gorilla.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure T-Rex can fuck up a monkey.
No. Well, yeah, a monkey. Like
a big monkey.
No. No, that's not how it works, man. You gotta remember, Godzilla's got them tiny arms.
It's still a T-Rex.
King Kong can move way faster than Godzilla. Don't matter, you're not taking into account the strength of King Kong. It's not just like a normal gorilla. Wins? I don't know. I haven't seen it. The people win. The people win. I don't know. I feel like King Kong would take it. Because he does, on the regular, on his island, fight dinosaurs and win. Obviously. Or he wouldn't be. He would be like the former... The Kong, formerly known as King.
I don't know.
There's another one. Who wins in a fight between Batman and Superman?
Superman.
See, I think the exact opposite. I seen it with my own eyes. You need to watch Batman vs. Superman.
I don't... How could Batman... I mean, Batman can't kill Superman.
Superman doesn't have to kill Superman. He's just gotta use kryptonite.
Well, yeah, but where's he gonna get it?
It's Bruce Wayne. He can get whatever he wants whenever he wants. Plus, he could just call up Martian Manhunter and be like, hey, bro, I need you to fly to Krypton. Bring me back some kryptonite. Or the remains of Krypton. Plus, he's probably got a drone somewhere that he's programmed to go find kryptonite. There is actually, in the DC Comics, there's a whole line of comics that, he had all these contingency plans, like if the heroes flipped, how he would take care of them.
Who, Batman?
Yeah. And I don't remember who it was, what villain it was, but they found the list, and they just went through and killed everybody in the Justice League.
Huh.
Say, as far as like power couples and superheroes, or heroes. Some of them aren't super, you know, but I would say Black Canary and the Green Arrow is a pretty good team.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty hard to take them out. Be kind of like Black Widow and Hawkeye. Like, that's literally what it is.
It is, exactly.
If you look at DC Comics and then you look at Marvel Comics, they have so many things that are, like, 100% paralleled.
Yeah. Exactly. Besides,
the Batman and the Owl.
Black Widow doesn't scream. She just kills people.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I don't know who came first, to be honest with you. Black Widow or Black
Canary. Chicken or the egg?
I feel, honestly, the answer to that question has to be the chicken.
Yeah. I'm just being the smart ass.
I know, but I'm just saying. The conversation. I'm just saying, like, you can't have an egg without a chicken.
Well, let's Google who came first, Black Canary or Black Widow.
I guess that's a good idea. Like, you got Superman and Sentry, Batman and the Owl, Black Canary, Black Widow.
Who? Came first, Black Canary or Black Widow?
Black Widow, baby.
Debuted in 1947, sorry. Black Canary has nearly 20 years of additional experience.
What?
That Black Widow doesn't have.
That's crazy. Did not know that that was that early for Black Canary. I thought it would have been the other way around, to be honest, but... pretty sure DC Comics as a whole has a little bit more time than Marvel. Because I'm pretty sure Batman debuted in 1937 in the Detective Comics. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's the case.
The what?
Detective Comics.
For the DC?
That's what DC is.
Oh, love my life.
Just over there looking at pictures of Haley.
Yeah, sorry. Just popped up on my phone.
Just popped up after you typed it in, or it just popped up?
Well, who is this guy?
It's Justin Timberlake.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
He's on Friends with Benefits, huh?
Yeah. Yes, sir. He's from NSYNC, if you didn't know that. He sings that song, Bringing Sexy Back.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah. Cry Me a River. Plus, he's married to Jessica Biel.
Who's that?
Google. I don't know how to explain it to you. You'd have to see her. Have you seen Blade Trinity?
No.
Oh, well, there you go. You've seen A-Team, right? That's one I'm pretty sure you've seen.
Yeah.
It's Face's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jessica Biel.
It's actually Jessica Clarie Timberlake.
It's not what it used to be. That would be a weird lifestyle to have to live.
What?
To be like a celebrity.
Why?
Like somebody's super famous. Because you just... Every little thing you do is going to be scrutinized to no end. And then you know people are going to be up in your grill 24/7. And I don't do well with that kind of thing. People bug me for like 15 minutes. And I'm like, please leave. Before I'm forced to escalate this to a level you do not want it to reach.
Is, but it says that New Mexico just legalized marijuana.
What? I wouldn't be shocked, honestly. They've been talking about it for forever.
It's the 17th state to legalize marijuana.
To what?
To
legalize it?
Yeah. Shut up.
Sorry.
Make fun of me.
Legalize. I like that.
Speech impediment.
You don't have a speech impediment?
Hold in there, Utah.
Utah ain't done it yet?
No.
Well?
Oh, okay, well, I don't get it.
Maybe we'll start making some tax money and fix our roads.
Idaho, Kansas, Texas, a few more states back east. It's still illegal.
Doesn't shock me that it's illegal in Texas. Keep your long hair weeds away from here, boy.
Yeah.
Ain't no hippies in Texas.
Oh, so Utah says they decriminalized it. South Dakota says that medical is all. North Dakota is medical and decriminalized.
So what's the difference between legalized and decriminalized?
I guess decriminalized means, like, if you have it, you're not going to get criminal charges.
Maybe you just have to pay, like, a fine or something.
But you're not allowed to buy it. Like, you it's still illegal to buy it.
Yeah, you can't buy it unless it's for medical purposes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I guess.
Just tell them, like everybody does with the trailers and stuff. I'm just borrowing this from my boss.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one that I know you can speak to. If you could pick one car in the entire world, any car, and take it and run it on the Autobahn, what would you pick?
Any car?
Yes. As fast as you want. There's no speed limit on the Autobahn.
I would probably take... I don't know.
I thought you would definitely have an answer for that one.
That's a hard question. There's a lot of cool cars out there.
There is a lot of cool cars.
Tank would be a lot harder.
Yeah, but if people hit you, you're fine. You know what's really not fun is going down the Autobahn on a double-decker bus at 80 miles an hour. It's a little sketchy.
Have you ever seen that show, Street Outlaws?
Street Outlaws. Which one's that one? Is it the one? No, that's Counting Cars.
That's the one where they literally, like, drag race each other.
I think so. I've never really, like, got into that show, but I've seen episodes of it, yeah. I always liked Pink's. The one where you race for keeps.
Never seen that one.
Like, you put pink slips on your car. And then whoever wins takes the cars.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people who were pretty sure they were going to win some races and they lost their car.
I really don't know. Probably the Charger off of Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Black Charger.
I figured it would come back to you. I think just for...
I don't know, that's a hard...
Just for the namesake, I would want to take a McLaren. Because that's one of my clans from Scotland.
I gotta look up this car because it's badass and I want one. But there's not very many of them.
Chevy Sonic?
No. gotta figure it out.
Pagani? Also like to take the Hell Camino from Diesel Brothers.
Oh yeah,
that's a sick car. Or the General Mayhem. What kind of car are you thinking of?
I can't remember.
No description of it.
I'm trying. There's a movie that it's in, and I remember, but I can't remember the name of the movie.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
No.
Italian Job.
No, it's not in a movie like that.
Not a Mini Cooper?
No.
The warehouse door. Stagecoach!
Yeah.
Well, I was like, Michael, do you need help? We are you talking about? Have you seriously been trying to think of the name of that movie for 3 weeks? I've seen those are sick, dude.
Yeah.
I would love to have one of those.
They're awesome.
I don't know if I'd fit in one of those, but I would like to have one.
They're like all fancy.
It's like kind of reminiscent of like the Great Gatsby style.
Yeah.
That's a sick car. But I feel like, honestly, if you're going on the Autobahn, maybe you'd just take like a Chevy Malibu. That way if you wreck, you didn't just lose a multi-million dollar car.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, I'm out 60 grand instead of I'm out
20 bucks.
Well, yeah, you could just take like a plow truck. I would take a 1991. What is mine?
Chevy.
Cheyenne?
Cheyenne, yeah.
Yeah, Chevy Cheyenne. That's what I would take. Be cruising 45 the whole way on the Autobahn. People probably kill me, literally.
I have a question.
What's up?
What's the Autobahn?
The Autobahn's a road in Germany. It's no speed limit.
Huh.
That's when we flew into Germany, we got to the airport and then we had to get on a double-decker bus and take the Autobahn into Munich. 80 miles an hour in a double-decker bus is too much. When you take curves, you are taking curves. Like, the top deck is leaning.
On the top or the bottom?
I was on the top on the way in.
So like, back, you were like, nope.
He'd hit a corner and we'd be like, oh my god. We're dying today. I thought that for sure on that plane we took from Mexico to Belize too, though. Got off the big plane and they're like, now you have to hop on this one. I was like, excuse me? Want to run that by me again? Where did we switch planes in? Because we switched planes from a regular plane to like a pretty crappy looking plane.
We took a little tiny plane.
Yeah,
from Albuquerque to Houston. We went from Houston to Belize on a big plane.
Maybe I got it all backwards then.
It was a puddle jumper.
Yeah.
It only had like 16, like maybe 16 seats.
Yeah.
It was little.
That was sketchy, and then...
And that's the one where the chick drooled all over me.
And then I remember sitting there, and I'll never forget this for as long as I live, because for a second I was like, not sure if this is the right call, but I had that big old hunting knife in my pocket, and them dudes were standing over there in the corner, and they kept eyeballing us like they were going to take our stuff. And one of them looks over at me, and he's like, showing this little pocket knife he's got in his, like, clip to his shirt. And I was like, pulled that knife out and I was like cleaning my fingernails while I was looking at him. And it's like a 13-inch knife.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh. I was like, I'm not sure if that was the right call for a second. And then, when we left, I'm glad Brady was there because I was going to fight the guy at the airport. Hustle us for an extra $200 to make sure our bags get on the plane.
Yeah.
I was mad. Brady was like, go over there and get a beer or something. Calm down. I'm like, no, it's just bull crap. I was ready to fight, man.
Ray's like, don't make it worse.
Yeah, exactly. The very first night that we got into Belize, dude, they were just talking. Remember at dinner we were talking about how, like, there's no traffic laws in Belize?
Yeah.
And as we're walking to get into our golf cart to go to the hotel, this van comes barreling down the alleyway and just creams the golf cart. It does not stop.
Yeah.
Just keeps driving with the golf cart pinned on the front of it.
I like this golf cart. I'm taking it with me.
I will say it was a little sketchy. Like, when you walked from the main drag, like, back to Danny's house.
Oh, yeah.
When you had to cross that bridge. There's all, like, the Belizean military all posted up on that bridge.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, why are you guys here? Like, and Brady was like, if they hassle you, just whatever, you know? I was like, no. Not whatever. I'm taking my chances in the ocean. I'm not going to be locked up abroad.
It's only like 2 miles to Mexico from the top of the island.
I am not swimming in the open ocean for 2 miles.
You can walk across it, I'm pretty sure, because it's all reef. It's like not that.
I'm pretty sure there's some spots between Mexico and Belize that you can't walk.
I don't know. Maybe.
I just remember that dude the night of the wedding.
You guys are crazy.
Are you crazy? Now that I think about it, that's, I think, why that part is so funny to me on Blended.
Oh, yeah.
He's freaking out about the crocodiles. He's all, Mr. Berry Flopolis! Those are fake! To scare away the baboons!
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, Google Maps.
Yeah,
right,
so
now.
San Pedro, that's where we were. We were on San Pedro Island.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Well, here's how far it is from Mexico. Belize, that line's Mexico.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. It's like hop, skip, and jump across some, like, water.
I feel like you could describe anywhere overseas. It's a hop, skip, and a jump across some water.
No, it's literally like a hop, skip, and a jump, and you're there. You hop, you skip, and you jump over some water, like, literally, and you're in Mexico.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be in Belize.
Oh, it's like the same. Honestly, I don't know. I don't really know if it's that different. Never been to Mexico, but... Well...
There was that one time.
Not. When?
Were you old?
Was I old?
Were you?
No.
I'm trying to figure out if you were alive. When we went to San Diego.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you were alive. You probably wouldn't remember that. I seem to remember we accidentally crossed over in Baja.
Really?
I think. I'm not sure. But I feel like there was something where we ended up on the wrong side of the border. Accidentally.
Who knows?
All I know is if you dress like you're on a sports team and you fly into Germany, they will automatically assume you are there to play rugby and they will just welcome you with open arms. I didn't even have to go through security. Like, I had on my football outfit and they're like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And I'm like, yeah, come over here. And I was like, oh, okay. They're going to put me into prison or something. And they're like, open my passport. They're like, Mr. Shockley, you must be here for the rugby tournament. I was like, yeah, sure I am. And they were like, right this way. And they just put me through security. I was like, sick. And then I had to stand there and wait for 30 minutes for everybody.
They were probably
else.
All disappointed whenever they went to the rugby tournament and didn't see you there. They were probably like,
there's no team called the Tigers of Aztec. All I remember is, I don't remember whose parents it was, but we had a kid that we played with. His parents were like straight up from Mexico. And like everybody else would be like, go get them boys. And then like all you could hear from them the whole time was like, yeah, Tigres. It's like, that's actually pretty cool. Pretty sweet, man. I don't know why I just thought of that.
Yeah, I don't know. The road's getting bad.
It is. We should probably end it right here, huh?
Yeah, road bad.
Alright, roads are bad. Okay. Alright, we're gonna end it here.
Yeah.
We will hopefully be back this evening.
Yeah, bye.
Toodles.